This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And, of course, we bring things to the table, such as the recent Supreme Court decision on the Fourth Amendment and some new right to try legislation that was recently signed by Donald Trump, plus more. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, why don't you start us off with that Supreme Court ruling? You've actually got a story from USA Today.
I've got
a story on the same subject from Reason, and I'm curious, you know, how different the reporting is going to be on this.
Well, I prefer USA Today because they have more pictures.
Okay.
And graphs and things like that. So
yeah,
it's
Reason
my go-to.
Only has one picture in their article.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch, plus a full-page screen pop-up for experiencing Kissimmee, Florida. So I've got that going for me. Washington.
And now that you've said Kissimmee, Florida, you're going to wind up getting ads for retirement communities.
I'm sure I will.
You should be looking into that soon, right?
She's a funny one. Punk. Washington. The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that police generally cannot enter private property to search a motor vehicle without first obtaining a warrant. The 8-1 decision overruling three lower courts was written by Judge Sonia Sotomayor. Justice Samuel Alito dissented, calling a Virginia police officer's actions reasonable when he walked up a private driveway to confirm that a motorcycle had been stolen.
All right, so pause, because the USA Today article does not mention that the motorcycle was covered by a tarp.
It does later on in the article. Yeah.
Right. That's a very vital part, and that's the entire thing that the court was ruling of whether or not the cop can just, like, you know, walk up a driveway and remove a tarp.
Well, I mean, it's USA Today, so come on, just chill out a little bit on them. The stolen motorcycle had outrun two different police officers from the same Virginia department in 2013. So when Officer David Rhodes examined what he suspected was the same motorcycle under a tarp in a driveway, he waited patiently for Ryan Collins to come home, then placed him under arrest. The High Court ruled the same year that police need a warrant to search outside a private home, but automobiles are exempt from most Fourth Amendment privacy protections if a crime is suspected, because they can be moved quickly and are highly regulated. In Collins' case, those two precedents collided. Sotomayor and seven colleagues resolved the collision in favor of privacy. Quote, the automobile exception does not permit an officer without a warrant to enter a home or its curtilage in order to search a vehicle therein, Sotomayor ruled. The scope of the automobile exception extends no further than the automobile itself, unquote.
Right. So one of the things that was argued by the government in this case was, well, if somebody somehow winds up parking a car in their living room and we suspect that a crime has been committed because of the vehicle exception, we can just barge into the living room and then look inside the car because
right.
Car.
Right. Well, same thing with a garage, you know, anything. It's kind of crazy. During oral argument, Chief Justice John Roberts said motor vehicles don't get the same privacy rights as houses because they can be driven away at a moment's notice. To make his point, he cited the famous race car from the 1986 film Ferris Bueller's Day Off, mistakenly recalling it as a Porsche, when in fact it was a 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California Spider.
All I remember is at the end of the movie, spoiler, the car gets stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
Car gets... So wait, are they saying that if a car is used in a crime and is parked in a driveway, does that doesn't give them access to the house, though, right? They're saying it's just
if
to the car
automobile
itself.
Were somehow in the house. That's sort of the old argument before this ruling. So if you had committed a crime and you had parked your car, you know, using the vehicle, you had parked the car in your garage, for example, and a police officer was driving by and he happened to glance in a window of the garage, and he sees the vehicle. He's like, ah, there it is. He cannot, well, let me rephrase that. The judges would have supported him in the past if he would have just pried open the garage door to get to the vehicle as proof of the crime and then make the arrest. Now, if they are going to follow this ruling, then he would have to get a warrant from a judge before he could enter the garage in this example,
right, and
to look at the vehicle.
A lot of this comes down to the interpretation of the term curtilage.
Right.
And we'll get back into the article. First to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, the bank where I had some money just got bought out by another bank, Bangor Savings Bank, and they sent me this welcome package, and they have this cool slogan, "You Matter More." And so I checked their website. It says, "At Bangor Savings Bank, you matter more." And I clicked a little bit around. Doesn't say who matters more than whom. But, you know, how the bureaucrats show how much they truly care about some people. You know how, like, they tax everybody, and then they spend money plowing snow onto the sidewalks to make way for persons who matter, people who are driving a car. They repave streets that don't have a sidewalk, and then they put up traffic lights without crosswalk lights. And when you're trying to walk home, you're lucky to find white paint marking a crosswalk. But when the freight train is crossing the street, whoa, Nelly, now lights flash and bells clang and gates drop because the persons who could get killed are persons who are driving a car, persons who matter. And so I took a quick look at this website here, and, you know, like, you finally find a job that you can walk to, and then you finally get your first paycheck. Guess what? The bank is closed, but the drive-up window is open for persons who matter. So I sent them an email telling them off about how you obviously don't give a fire truck about persons who walk.
Tom, thank you for the call, and none of that really made any... I don't understand what sidewalks have to do with a bank.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live, man, and he just totally used it to its full advantage.
He did.
Yeah.
And I'm checking
out... got that out on the air, man. It's got to feel good, though, right? Because he's so frustrated, and he just got that out on over 180 stations.
I'm just glad he wasn't advocating for killing people this time.
Oh, was that typical call?
Is that normally what he does?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't advocate for killing the... fine folks of a Bangor Savings Bank.
Yeah.
But.
So let's jump back into this article from, I think you've got Reason, or no, I've got the Reason article, you've got the USA Today article.
With pictures.
Yes.
Which makes so much sense for talk radio.
But Roberts joined Sotomayor's Opinion Tuesday, leaving
John Roberts.
It is indeed, and that is Justice Sotomayor, Opinion Tuesday, leaving only Justice Alito in dissent. Justice Alito said the vehicle exception should apply as long as the search isn't unreasonable or a significant breach of privacy. Quote, "An ordinary person of common sense would react to the court's decision the way Mr. Bumble famously responded when told about a legal rule that did not comport with the reality of everyday life," unquote, Alito said, quoting a Charles Dickens character. "If that is the law," he exclaimed, "the law is an ass, an idiot."
Yes. So, actually, reading, I want to read the first paragraph from Justice Samuel Alito's dissenting opinion. Quote, "The Fourth Amendment prohibits unreasonable searches. What the police did in this case was entirely reasonable. The court's decision is not."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's strong.
And what surprised me the most, not the ruling from the court here, but that it was an 8-1 decision.
Right. I agree.
Your calls and thoughts welcome on this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on this court ruling? Did the court make the right decision in protecting the Fourth Amendment? This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story here about the Supreme Court ruling, the surprising 8-1 Supreme Court ruling about the Fourth Amendment. Well, actually, it's a good decision.
Right.
Surprisingly, a good decision. And I want to tell you about a website that is surprisingly good, and it's something that libertarians have wanted for a long time. And that is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And, well, actually, liberty.menu is much more than that. It's a directory for businesses, events, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect so you can connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story from USA Today. I've got one from Reason. And, you know, it's interesting seeing the distinct journalistic styles here to where, you know, USA Today is almost reporting on this like it's kind of a bad thing. The cops can't just go do whatever they want to because there's this pesky Fourth Amendment.
I don't know. I find this article very straightforward. They're explaining exactly what happened and how both sides...
Well, they're explaining what happened, but it seems as though they're explaining it in kind of a, well, here's what happened, and it really sucks that the cops can't just do whatever they want.
I agree, but I would expect Reason to be a little bit more passionate about this type of an article, this type of a story.
Right.
And they're going to be. So, you know, we're comparing activist type news to USA Today, which is written for, how old's your daughter, Heather?
She's 8.
It's written for an 8-year-old. I'm pretty
right, but
sure.
It's also written with the government is wonderful twist.
Yeah, generally.
So
this article
let's continue, and I've actually got the ruling pulled up, and I want to read very briefly from Justice Alito's dissenting opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He says the Fourth Amendment protects the rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. A house, for Fourth Amendment purposes, is not limited to the structure in which a person lives, but by the same token, also does not include all real property surrounding a dwelling.
Interesting.
But would not the real property surrounding a dwelling be considered the effects of a person?
I certainly would include that. And those are places where you may store. And even if you say, you know, well, my papers and effects, those are things, that's a place where those things could be stored.
Right. And then, again, this decision largely came down to how the court ruled on the term curtilage, which is...
I haven't even heard that word.
It's a legal term, and Alito refers to it as the area surrounding a house.
Yeah.
And how far exactly does that extend around the house? Does it extend all the way to the sidewalk?
It's a gross-sounding word, isn't it?
It is, curtilage. Isn't it?
It makes me think of like curdled milk or
right,
something.
Right,
sounds almost cartilage. Like cartilage, which is the weird, not quite bony stuff in your nose.
It's like a spoiled nose.
The curtilage. Wait, so what's the actual definition? Sorry, I got sidetracked.
I don't know the actual definition.
I got one pulled up. An area of land attached to a house and forming one enclosure with it.
Wait,
that's a quick way.
Forming one enclosure?
It's the area around the house, and various courts, through various opinions and various legislators through various laws, have come to define curtilage in various ways.
Yeah. Here's a better answer from the Legal Information Institute at Cornell. Curtilage includes the area immediately surrounding a dwelling and counts as part of the home for many legal purposes, including searches and many self-defense laws. When considering whether something is in a dwelling's curtilage, courts consider four factors. The proximity of the thing to the dwelling,
all right,
whether the thing is within an enclosure surrounding the home, what the thing is used for, and finally, what steps, if any, the resident took to protect the thing from observation access by people passing by.
So, like, putting it under a tarp.
Or, like, a shed?
Well, no. Yeah, I would say, like, a shed that's right.
Shed or something.
If it's right next to you, maybe an old hickory garden shed or something like that.
I mean, did it have to be right next to it, or can it be, like, in the corner? Like, what if you have an acre, you know, and you've got it in the corner of your property?
I think there they would argue that if it's a ways away, it's not part of curtilage. It may be on your property.
But based on that fourth part of curtilage, if you have something in the shed and the shed doors are closed, you are obstructing that thing from public view.
Correct. What mm-hmm. steps, if any, the residents took to protect the thing from observation or access by people passing by?
And, again,
and if you have covered something with a tarp...
Right, and that's one of the very important facts.
Or for...
Well,
it could be protected for any number of reasons, but that's one of the very important facts in this case. Is there was a motor?
Was there a picture of how it was covered beforehand?
The police officer took a photograph, and then he walked up the driveway, removed the tarp, then took another photograph, I believe is what I read. He then put the tarp back over the motorcycle and then went and sat in his car and waited on the guy to show up at the house.
Right.
So how did he figure out the motorcycle was under that specific tarp? Like, what led him to that house?
Question.
And I have an answer because last night I read the 32-page decision from the court with a bunch of the facts.
Of course you did. Go ahead.
So what had happened, again, Chris, you had mentioned at the beginning of the story here that there were two different police officers in this particular area that saw someone on this particular motorcycle commit some traffic infractions, and they got the description. Somehow this guy happened to have seen a picture of this motorcycle on Facebook. I don't know how he stumbled across this picture of the motorcycle, but he noticed, like, he could tell from the picture, it looks like it's at this house and it's parked at this angle in this driveway.
Or he was fishing.
That's probably what it was, but the claim was, I saw a picture on Facebook and the motorcycle was parked in this particular manner in this driveway.
Right.
And then, as I was driving down the road, I saw a motorcycle, or what I thought to be a motorcycle, covered in a tarp, parked in the same angle, in roughly the same spot, in this particular driveway, and so I walked up the driveway and removed the tarp to see if it was the same one, and it was.
Yeah.
So do you think, though, in a case like that, like if this picture actually exists where the same motorcycle was parked in the same spot without a tarp, would you say that if a crime is committed, that that's reason enough to...
I would not, simply because he has no idea what is under the tarp. It may have been a motorcycle one day, it could have been a lawnmower the next day, or it may not even be, even if it's a motorcycle, who's to say it's that guy's? So there's all kinds of reasons.
That's also another fact of the case that we'll discuss, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today in New York City, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his talks with a top North Korean official. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper talks about some of his dealings with North Korea.
I met with this same gentleman when I went to North Korea in 2014 to bring out two of our citizens. And he was a very hard-nosed, anti-American, a great deal. He was very acrimonious. It was a very nasty, long dinner meeting I had with him. It was a very nice Korean meal, 13 courses, but it was a very unpleasant meeting. And I was really struck by the irony of Kim Jong-un appointing him as the senior interlocutor with the United States.
TBS Full Frontal host Samantha Bee apologized today after she used an extreme vulgarity last night to slam Ivanka Trump in her monologue. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Chris, you said that you were just chatting with somebody in the Discord, somebody that lives nearby where this particular story that we're discussing happened. You, too, can chat in the Discord if you go to discord.lrn.fm. There are all kinds of chat rooms in the Discord. There's a chat room for Free Talk Live listeners. There's a chat room if you're an amplifier. I think there's an amp-only chat. And what else is on the Discord? I know it's a thing.
Some very interesting people.
My favorite new addition is the toxic user zone. So for certain people that consistently behave poorly, evidently.
So that's where trolls live.
That's where trolls live. But you can go in there and enjoy in the fun and frolic and fascination over some people who just, I don't know what they get out of it, but they get something out of it.
Discord.lrn.fm. So the particular case that we are talking about, well, there was a Supreme Court ruling a couple of days ago, an 8-1 ruling, and that's the most surprising thing here.
Well, I got to say, and USA Today, I'm bouncing around a little bit. I've only got a couple paragraphs here, but they bring up the fact that the Supreme Court in recent years has been a pretty firm defender of the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. It is held that police cannot use GPS equipment to track vehicles or search cell phones without warrants. So there have been a number of things. I think you and I would agree that over the last couple years, it seems like it's kind of twisted to a more pro Fourth Amendment defense.
That's why I said the most surprising thing is that was it's an 8-1 decision. Not necessarily that they made the ruling that they did, but
right.
that it was a lopsided
ruling. You're saying 8 members of government voted to protect our Fourth Amendment, essentially?
Yes.
See, that's a good thing that government did, right?
We are saying it is a good ruling, but it doesn't... One good
That's what I would consider a good government decision.
Well, it's a Supreme Court decision, so it's up to...
It's a good
government entity.
It is a good decision. The question is why do they have to decide things like this in the first place?
I call that
if your average police officer...
Because people disagree, that's why.
Well, yeah, but... if police officers and prosecutors and other people in the Justice Administration would, when they're doing an arrest or they're doing an investigation, if their first and foremost thoughts as they go through this were simply, is this constitutional? And it's not. It's
well,
and if
you
it
gotta
is,
get into the habit of retraining people to make that their priority.
I would love to see more police officers do that. My concern is that when the question of constitutionality comes up, it's more in how can I defend myself against accusations that I violated this. I just want, you know, it would be a much better world if there were a focus on the things that the limited number of rules we have for government as opposed to the millions and millions of rules mm-hmm. government has on us. It's lopsided. So anytime I see this, I'm like, okay, it's a good one.
Right, and let's go back to some of the facts of this case that are really interesting. So we already mentioned that police had noticed on at least 2 occasions this particular motorcycle violates some traffic laws. And then somehow they caught wind that this particular motorcycle had been reported stolen. And so... Police Officer Rhodes, I forget his first name, sees this motorcycle on Facebook and sees it parked in a particular manner in a driveway and then happens to notice, oh, wait, this looks like the house, but there's a tarp over it. And so he goes up and he uncovers the thing, discovers it's a motorcycle, waits on Ryan Austin Collins to wind up getting home, and then he questions him. Collins says, I bought this, but I didn't get a title when I bought it. So Collins was then arrested and charged with receiving stolen property.
Was it actually stolen? Did they find out?
It was stolen. We don't know who stole the thing. It wasn't Collins. It wasn't the guy that had parked it under a tarp. And so he was challenging the entire arrest, saying that it was an unreasonable search. And he ultimately, this is almost 5 years after the initial arrest, finally the U.S. Supreme Court agreed and said, yes, this was an unreasonable search.
Yeah.
We don't even know if Collins was the guy that committed the traffic infractions.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to keep in mind. And too often people will just focus on the result. You know, okay, well... Even if we, you know, we may have bent the Constitution a little bit, at least we got the bad guy. We got the perp.
Right.
And that is absolutely the least American way people can possibly look at this sort of thing. If you are a true American, if you are a true patriot, if you believe in the rule of law, then you have to accept that there are limitations on police officers and limitations on our courts that are, they go back to 1789, okay, when we ratified the Constitution. That's how long these have been. And if you're serious about saying, you know, okay, we need to live in a Constitution, we just need to follow the Constitution, and good guys, you know, we should be an example, a shining example of liberty and freedom for the world, then you cannot disregard this.
Right.
It is a must. You have to realize that sometimes... bad guys are going to get away with it. That's how it works.
Right. And again, in this particular case, the officer and the initial courts wound up saying, no, we're not going to suppress any of this evidence because there's the automobile exemption to the Fourth Amendment.
So, right. What should have done, though, originally, right, would be like the officer that sees this picture of this bike in this driveway should have gone to a judge and said, hey, this is what I have to go on. Can I get a warrant? And like went through some type of, you know, other person before, you know, having to actually go there and lift up the tarp himself.
If he would have gone to a court, got a warrant based on the evidence that he provided, there would have been no Supreme Court case.
Right.
Because then it's like a lot harder for someone to become, you know, corrupt in their ways, I guess, if there's a couple, like one or two other people that they have to get to agree that something is fishy.
And that is
as opposed to having soul, like, oh, I'm just going to walk up on your yard.
And that is the heart and soul of American jurisprudence. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
That you do have to convince someone else or demonstrate in some way that it's, because what you're doing is you're, regardless of what action you're taking, you are violating the rights of another person.
Mm-hmm.
When you take this action, when you go on their property, when you look inside of something, whatever, you go in their house, that's a violation of their rights. And only a judge should be able to say, yes, I grant you that because there appears to be evidence of a crime having taken place.
Is there more from the USA Today article that you want to get to? If not, I've got a paragraph from the Reason article.
Yeah, please, please go ahead.
The central question before the Supreme Court in the case of Collins v. Virginia was whether the so-called automobile exemption to the Fourth Amendment, which allows police certain latitude to search vehicles on public streets without a warrant, also allows the police to walk up a driveway without a warrant and search a vehicle that was parked in an area near the house. The court ruled that the automobile exemption should not apply in this scenario. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in the decision, to allow an officer to rely on the automobile exemption to gain entry to a house or its curtilage for the purpose of conducting a vehicle search would unmoor the exemption from its justification, render hollow the Fourth Amendment protection of the Constitution extending to a house and its curtilage, and transform what was meant to be an exemption into a tool with far broader application. Indeed, the name alone should make all that's clear enough. It is, after all, an exception for automobiles. And again, she pointed out in the ruling that if the government in this case, you know, like the Virginia, whoever was representing them, if they got their way, oh, you've got a car somehow magically in your living room? Yeah, we can just bust in the house because automobile.
For every garage.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up, right to try legislation? Yeah, it wound up passing. This is Free.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, you know, a good night's sleep is important, but when it comes down to it, it's not about how much time you spend in bed. It's about the quality of the sleep, not the quantity. And the MyPillow is designed to help you get that good night's sleep. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose when you try a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price. And you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And remember, if you don't like your MyPillow for some reason, you have 60 days to return it for a full refund. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. So we've been talking about the Supreme Court decision in the case of Collins v. Virginia, where the court, in an 8-1 ruling, and that's the most surprising thing to me, is that it was such a lopsided ruling and not one of these 5-4 decisions, they actually made the right decision.
Yeah.
So if you have thoughts on that, you are free to call in, 855-450-FREE, or if you've got thoughts on, well, pretty much anything, you're free to call in as well. But changing gears, Heather, you've actually got a story about this right to try legislation that wound up passing. And, you know, I actually thought that this thing had died a few weeks ago. And then a couple days ago, I heard that it had passed the House. And Trump signed this thing a couple days ago. So what is it? And where's your story from?
Okay, so the story is from the New York Post, and it actually seems like it's a positive night. Going over the SCOTUS decision, that was a positive thing, and I consider this an incredibly positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So to get into more detail, President Trump signed a bill on Wednesday that will let terminally ill people use experimental drugs, citing the med's ability to save tremendous number of lives. As I proudly sign this bill, thousands of terminally ill Americans will finally have the help, the hope, and the fighting chance that they will be cured and that they will be helped, that they'll be able to be with their families for a long time or maybe just for a longer time, he said at a White House ceremony. He signed the bill called Right to Try, joined by Vice President Mike Pence, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, and FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. How do you pronounce that?
Gottlieb.
Gottlieb. And brave Americans fighting life-threatening conditions. The measure gives terminally ill patients the ability to seek drug treatments that haven't been fully approved by the FDA. So that's pretty pretty big deal.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's long overdue. It's an area that government should have never been involved in regulating in the first place.
Right. I definitely think it's a step in the right direction. I think just abolishing the FDA or making it, as Dr. Mary Ruart said over the weekend at the Omaha Unconvention, make the FDA along the same lines as like Underwriters Laboratory, to where they're just a private certification entity, but it's not a required certification.
Oh, make no mistake about it. I like the idea of a group like the FDA, which provides many of the same services that the FDA does. I just don't want that group to be a government group. I think it is better off if it's going to be medical professionals and people that are in those fields who can offer an opinion, and then people can decide whether to accept it or not.
So is there more to the article there?
Oh, yeah. It says there's more than 1 million Americans that die from a terminal illness each year. During the ceremony, Trump also said in 2 weeks, major drug companies will announce voluntary drops in prices. I think we're going to have some of the big drug companies in 2 weeks, and they're going to announce, because of what we did, they're going to announce voluntary massive drops in prices, Trump said. So that's kind of an interesting concept where he thinks, why do you think that? Do you think it's going to end up happening that way as far as the market goes?
I don't know. That just sounds like speculation to where, like, anybody could think anything.
Yeah. I guess if drugs were more, if they were available sooner, because realize that by the time you get to take a drug that may save your life, prior to this, maybe 10 years would have passed where this has been in trials and going through red tape. So possibly if drug companies are able to begin capturing revenues earlier on in that life span of a drug, then one would think that they would not have to charge. What you're basically paying back when you get expensive drugs is 10 years of it sitting there with zero revenue coming in.
Right.
Plus they're going to be competing against other drugs that are out there for the same purpose. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and in many of these, I mean, it's the first drug. It's the new novel drug. But when we move that up, people will have access to it. They can buy it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner patents expire, which means alternatives to the drug and generics and things like that can appear sooner.
So the perfect example for this kind of reminds me of the medical marijuana when it first came out and how it, like, can help with, like, all kinds of stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, you think that people with cancer, I know there was some people that claimed that it helped get rid of or, like, significantly shrink, like, tumors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've seen people that have...
I've never really been convinced of that, only because I've never done a lot of research on it. But I have seen, like, the videos of people with Parkinson's disease and...
I mean, I've
heard people make all kinds of claims.
Yeah.
And I wonder if some of that is, you know, kind of placebo effect. But there are certain things that I know for a fact that cannabis helps with chronic pain. Cannabis helps with chronic headaches. Cannabis, I've seen people that have had seizures that, cannabis in certain ways helps alleviate their seizures, makes the seizure, not as severe.
Yeah.
From what I remember, though, there was this one convention, and I'll have to find the video, but it was like a whole bunch of different doctors at one of those like medical conference type things, and they were all in this huge room, kind of like a convention room, with like this guy giving a presentation who was like a doctor, and I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he was claiming that a certain strand of cancer anyway had these receptors that, I don't know if it was CBD or whatever the hell it was, would bind to one of the receptors, almost like a lock and key, and causing these particular cancerous cells to self-destruct.
Just sort
like, basically, it was like
off,
when this one part of the, cannabis would bind with this particular receptor, like a lock and key just told it to self-destruct without damaging surrounding tissues, like radiation would do.
Yeah.
So I can't remember which strand of cancer. I think it was like more like skin cancer, like a external type of cancer. But
I don't doubt that those things may exist. And I've read articles over the years, that said, well, this looks like it is absolutely shutting down this type of lung cancer and things like that. I just haven't researched it enough.
What
I will also say is that marijuana activists sometimes do themselves a bit of disservice by promoting marijuana as
the latest cure-all,
and it basically becomes like...
I got my arm amputated, I smoked some weed, and my arm grew back.
And now you're making it sound like snake oil, and that doesn't do anybody any good.
It cures death.
Right, but what I want is if we can get this thing off of the schedule and start getting real research... You know, by universities and by all sorts of people.
But this law kind of like taps into that, right? So, like, if somebody, say, did have a terminal illness, they could be like, well, I want to give this a try. Right?
Maybe. The article that you have doesn't really give a lot of detail about what the bill actually, or the legislation actually does. UPI says that this right to try legislation would allow patients to ask pharmacies, or rather pharmaceutical companies, for medication that has passed phase one of FDA approval. So it has to have been something that has at least gone through a certain level of testing, but has not gone through all of the levels of testing. And there's no requirement that any of the pharmaceutical companies actually wind up selling any of the things to anybody.
Right.
So you now have the right to ask the pharmaceutical company for it, but... there's no requirement that they actually sell it to you, nor do I think that there should be. That's why I said, you know, like, the real solution here is just get rid of the FDA.
Yep. Is there a second? I'll second that.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. What, you abstaining?
But,
sounds
I
like
mean,
she's abstaining,
to...
so it's unanimous.
Still passes. Yeah, we're good.
I don't know. I just don't want any unintended consequences.
Well, I think the FDA is a great example of unintended consequences.
Yes.
Nobody foresaw the idea that medical breakthroughs could take 10 or 15 years before they make it to the people who need those to survive. And that is one of those. Nobody would ever believe that they would regulate food and things like that. Those were never thought of in the past.
And an excellent resource on this is Dr. Mary Ruart's Death by Regulation, deathbyregulation.us. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.